Another car steers its way through the snow and slush in Sviatoshinsky. This is one of the poorer neighbourhoods in Kiev, filled with run-down high-rise estates and a rather shabby market with goods that look almost desperate to be sold. This was where I met Natalia, an elderly local woman out shopping in the market for some basic supplies. Natalia told me she keeps chickens and rabbits at home for meals and also grows her own vegetables. Otherwise, she'd really struggle to make ends meet.
This year, potatoes are very expensive. If I had known that before, I would have tried to have grown them myself. Prices are at the highest right now. There has never been a time like this before. Gas is expensive as well right now.
What do you think of the people protesting at the moment in Maidan Square and elsewhere in Ukraine against the government?
I think the government deserves all that's coming to them. Things cannot be the way they are at the moment.
There is a very definite mood of fear here. Many of the people I've approached say that there's no way they want to speak to me, even about their day-to-day lives, because they're worried that they'll get into trouble with the police. Now, I've no way of knowing whether that's a real possibility, but the worry is clearly there, and most of those who will talk to me say they'll only do it if I promise not to give their name or say exactly where I met them.
We have no customers at all. Waiting for them is like waiting for the sun in a rainy weather. It's very hard. We barely survive. There are no jobs, no wages, no working factories, no available vacancies. People are just about leaving. The country is going downhill.
That woman's gloom is to some extent echoed by economic statistics. Ukraine has been in recession for more than a year, and the government has had to dig deep into its reserves just to shore up the currency. It's also running a budget deficit, which the World Bank said was in danger of spinning out of control. And according to Igor Shevlikov, an economist at the think tank, the Institute for Public Policy, ordinary Ukrainian people are feeling the micro effects of this macroeconomic mess.
The level of household incomes in Ukraine is considered to be the lowest in Europe. And distribution of incomes and wealth is very uneven. The divide between the richest and the poorest has grown quite considerably. Many people live subsistence level. They have a shelter, they have enough money to buy food, but if anything happens, for example, health problems, things can change very rapidly and quite radically.
Do you see any sign that this situation is going to improve anytime soon?
I don't really see that this government is able to change. About a quarter of budget revenues is now spent on debt servicing. This is a road to nowhere.
You can understand if the government's attention isn't entirely focused on the economy right now. The centre of Kiev has been completely occupied by demonstrators, with new protests breaking out across the country every day. Away from the violence, Alexei Plotniker has had the task of developing economic policy for Ukraine's ruling party as an MP and one-time member of Parliament's Economic Affairs Committee. He insists the government can rescue the current situation, and that includes the country's economy.
Situation is not very bad on the everyday living in the economic sense. Of course, we have not economic growth, we have some inflation, we have a problem with gas prices. But in general, situation on day-to-day living of population of Ukraine is not bad.
Do you think you could be accused of complacency? Because there's people out on the streets at the moment, furious with the way they're living here, and you're saying, well, things aren't too bad.
Yes, I understand feeling of population, I understand social standard of human rights problem. We need a dialogue between population and authorities.
Which, of course, is what's going on now. The ruling party and the opposition trying to thrash out some kind of deal. But according to one man who really knows the way government works here, the chances of successful negotiations are limited. And that's partly, he believes, because politicians have so little idea how ordinary Ukrainians live. Yevgeny Kiselyov is a political commentator who once worked inside the current administration. But he's left now and believes the situation in Ukraine only descended into this violent conflict because the country's government simply didn't see it coming.
Complacency is probably the most widespread disease of the Ukrainian political elite. Most of the top brass politicians are very wealthy people. They look at the country through the windows of their limousines when they rush from their countryside homes. We now are watching a domino effect. One city after another is falling. Peaceful settlement is a distant possibility.
The strange thing is that with all the upheaval going on here in Ukraine, normal life does continue. I've just ducked into a cafe, which is just a few minutes from the Maidan, the main square where protesters have set up barricades. And sitting here, you could easily not know there was anything going on. People are sitting around drinking coffees, chatting with their friends. Some of them do look like they've been taking part in the demonstrations, but whether they have or not, when you talk to people here, so many of them do seem to have this extraordinary resentment about the life they lead nowadays in Ukraine.
It works like this. By law, our university is on a free base, but to enter university on a free base, you have to firstly pay bribe and then to pay during the educational process. Students pay to the people from faculty, people from faculty pay to rectors, directors, and they pay to politicians. Politicians, all the government and just half of a parliament are a bunch of busters, unfortunately.
In this country, our president, he lives as a very rich man. He and so-called elite, I'm very angry.
Now, I should explain, you are sitting here with a great big padded jacket, you got a helmet, and you're carrying a huge stick. We've seen a lot of violence out on the streets here in Kiev and in other cities. Is it really justified because people are angry about things like the economy?
Yes, it is absolutely justified. Violence, it happens every day in our police departments. Now, there is no way back.